Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Since we submitted this abstract, we added one clinic, so this presentation today is going to talk about a survey that we did implemented in the STD clinic patients in New Orleans, Louisiana, and NSTD clinic in New Orleans, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi, and several clinics in South Carolina. So the proliferation of computer and cell phone access has made communication easier and could be a useful tool for contacting patients for follow-up visits and other interventions. A meta-analysis by Norrie et al. Demonstrated that computer technology-based HIV prevention interventions have similar efficacy to more traditional human-delivered interventions for behavioral interventions to promote condom use. Since computer and cell phone technology can broadly disseminate information, they could serve as a tool for reducing disparities to healthcare. Text messaging has been used to improve adherence to STD appointments in England, but less is known about their application in the United States. The Deep South is disproportionately affected by poverty and lesser access to healthcare. And while information and communication technology is being rapidly adopted in the United States, it is unknown if STD clinic goers have access to these technologies. So the purpose of this study was to examine usage of internet and text messaging among patients of public STD clinics in the Deep South that serve a mostly low-income African-American population. So the survey, as I mentioned, I mean, there were high-volume public STD clinics, one in New Orleans, one in Jackson, and three in South Carolina. The surveys were administered by clinic staff to all patients attending these clinics between July 2009 and January 2010. Approximately 90% of those approached completed a self-administered survey. And here, there were about 2,497 participants. 25% of those participants were from New Orleans, 40% were from Jackson, Mississippi, and 33%, almost 34% were from South Carolina. About 46% of participants were male, and 54% were females. About 46% of participants were younger than 25 years old, about 46% were between the ages of 25 and 45, and about 7% were older than 45 years old, reflecting a typical kind of age distribution of STD patients in at least certain clinics. Educational level, 57% had high school degree or less. 35% had some college or vocational education, and about 7.9% had a college degree or graduate education. So in this table, we can see the reported frequency of information and communication technology use. And as you can see, about 69% of participants reported using the internet at least once a week, with 45.2% using the internet daily. When we look at text messaging, about 78% use text messaging daily. In this table, we look at the prevalence of receiving or sending daily text messages by selected characteristics. There were no statistical difference between the daily use of text messaging between the different sites in New Orleans, Jackson, South Carolina. But males were about 40% less likely to use the text messages daily when compared to females. And those that were younger than 25 years old were about 12.75 times more likely than those who were older than 45 to use daily text messaging. Those that were between the ages of 25 to 45 were about 5 times more likely to use text messaging daily than those older than 45. And these differences were statistically significant. Looking at prevalence of daily internet use by selected characteristics, same characteristics, I mean, again, there were no differences between the different sites. But again, male were 19% less likely than females to use daily internet. And those that were younger than 25 years old were about 3.8 times more likely than those that were older than 45 to use the internet daily. Those that were between the ages of 25 to 45 were about 2.5 times more likely to use the internet daily than those that were older than 45. Both gender and age, I mean, there were statistically significant differences in those categories. So we were interested in knowing, I mean, okay, we can contact them through text message, but I mean, how often these individuals, I mean, a changed number. I mean, one thing that we experience, you know, very frequently in the clinic when we have a cell phone number or a telephone number is that we call the next day and it's not, it's it's not working anymore. So about 91.7% of the people that we surveyed reported having access to a cell phone, and of those, 85.2% used text messaging daily. 66.8% did not change their cell phone numbers in the past 6 months. And of those who did, which is about 677, that represents about 30% of those who actually have access to cell phone, the median time change was 1, although the range was from 1 to 39. Those who changed numbers were more likely to be younger than 25 of age and from New Orleans, with a p-value less than 0.001. So in this figure, we just look at the preferred method of recontacting the clinic. We ask the patients, I mean, if the clinic needs to recontact you, I mean, to for any reason, what would be the best way? As you see, a cell phone was overwhelmingly the preferred method of recontacting, that the patients choose to be recontacted. And it may have to do with the fact that now, I mean, every single person seems to have their own cell phone, their own number. And that may give a perception of privacy much greater than any other, you know, media that is available. In this figure, we can look at the percent reporting that the percent of participants that report that they are very comfortable using computers. And I have to mention that this data is only available for those that were in South Carolina and Mississippi. But as you can see, younger age, both age and gender, show, you know, some statistical significance. Younger patients were more comfortable than older participants, and females were more comfortable than males when it comes to reporting that very comfortable than male when it comes to using computers. So in summary, among STD client patients in the Deep South, cell phone access is high, daily text messaging is very common, daily internet use is less common, and these technologies are more common among younger patients and women. The implications for programs, policies, and or research is that given the wide accessibility, cell phone text messaging interventions are feasible and acceptable, particularly among younger patients and among women. Internet interventions that rely on daily access to the internet may not yet be appropriate for this population, but interventions that require only weekly interactions may be more feasible. Finally, I want to acknowledge my collaborators and everyone who contributed to this work and this presentation, from Tulane University, Louisiana State University, South Carolina, University of Mississippi, and Mississippi State Department of Health.
Thanks.
Thank you.